The AFL draft provides a lot of excitement and a lot of tension for all the youngsters around the country, but it also gives hopes to all the supporter bases of all the clubs. And here locally with Port Adelaide, we just heard from one of their young guns, and now the Crows with pick number 44. They've picked up a young man called Zach Taylor, and he joins us now. G'day, Zachy boy.
Thanks for having me.
Now, absolute pleasure. Now, we're going to find out a little bit about you, but firstly, when did you come over? Was it yesterday?
Yeah, came over yesterday, a long 10-hour drive, so wasn't fun.
Who did you drive with, Zach?
All the draftees, so Jake, Josh and Luke, and then the recruiters as well.
Now, I've got to ask.
So it was a packed car.
Who was the recruiter that was with you?
Hamish and Justin Reed.
And really? How big was the car?
Why drive and not fly?
Yeah, no, because of the COVID. Two boys, Lockie Shaw and Lockie Gallant, got in a bit of trouble with close contact, so they made us drive, so we didn't get the same case. Oh, yeah.
So you're all in the one car?
Yeah, so just this little seven-seater. Me and Jake were in the back all the time, so yeah.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. So how did the boys get that, Lockie Shaw and Lockie Gallant?
Oh, I don't really know the situation now. I just got told that there was just a little bit of a problem, but they're all sweet now. They were back at training today.
Not sure if that one was out. You might have dropped a headline there.
Hey,
Zachy, tell us a bit about yourself. Do you come from a big family, small family, sporting background? Where did it all start?
Yeah, pretty big family. Family of five, including me. Grew up in Oak Park, the western suburbs of Victoria, old Melbourne. Grew up down there, played all my local footy down at Oak Park, so yeah.
Mum and Dad play sport? Did Dad have a kick?
Yeah, Dad played a bit of footy. He got drafted to Carlton back in the 80s. Only played a couple of VFL games there.
Alrighty.
Mum was a bit of a netballer, I think.
A bit of a netballer, hey? we won't go into how they met. We might do that the next time we interview. Where have we got you at the moment? You out in the wind, are you?
So... We were just coming home from training and we just pulled over to answer the call.
Oh, right. Well, look, who you got with you?
I'm with Jake and Riley O'Brien, but they're over in the car.
Big Rob.
Yeah.
Are you living with him?
Yeah, so me and Jake are living with him at the moment.
Well, tell the big fella, the Kimba and the Roach, say g'day. He's a very good man, very intelligent man. Have you noticed that already?
Yeah, I know. I've heard.
So, Zach, when you filled out your draft form, what were you expecting?
I don't know, to be honest. There was a bit of a uncertainty around what was going to happen, but got a bit of reality today when I went in. You know, it's pretty surreal.
So the lead-up to the draft, was there much interest, or how were you left by the time the first round had been played out?
Yeah, there was a bit of interest early, and then sort of slipped pretty far, which got real nerve-wracking towards the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was happy to end up as a Crow.
Did Adelaide have much contact with you before they drafted you?
Yeah, so we met middle of the year. I had an interview over Zoom. Nothing since the draft. So since then, haven't heard anything. So
tell the truth, Zach. What did you think when the Crows got in touch with you initially? What have you always thought about the Crows?
Oh no, I've always liked the Crows, but yeah, no, it was good because it was actually the first club that contacted me, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, they're a beautiful club. There's no doubt about that. You wouldn't have wanted this season to finish, would you? Your last three games, you had 32 possessions, 34 and 37. Took out the BNF with the Calder Cannons, red hot form. Surprised you didn't go a bit earlier in the draft.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure what the go was there, but. Yeah, I'm happy where I am now.
So, midfielder, how much do you prefer it, inside or outside?
Probably a balance of both, I think. Probably a bit more outside.
Speed?
Yeah, I'm pretty quick, I like
good.
To say.
Good, that's beautiful. What Adelaide needs. They need some pace in that midfield.
And who'd you grow up idolising?
Idolising? I was a big Nat Fyfe fan. I really loved his game growing up. And he's North Melbourne, Club North Melbourne, who I used to barrack for. Big fan of Ben Cunnington.
I like the way you said used to barrack for. You dropped off pretty quick.
Yeah.
Who did you meet today down at the club? Any of the senior players down there, apart from Big Rob?
Oh, yeah, I met pretty much everyone at, today, besides a couple of players who were still away. So, yeah, I met the whole group, really.
Was Slaney down there, the captain?
Not today. But, yeah, a few of the other boys were there, like Tex and all that. So, it was good.
The big Texan, did he make you feel welcome?
Yeah, grouse bloke.
Just don't let him anywhere near your car when you get it here to Adelaide.
Yeah, he plays a few tricks.
Plays many tricks with other people's cars, he does. What about Matthew Nix, the coach? Have you had much to do with him yet?
Yeah, so I got a call after the draft and introduced himself to me. But today I went in and, you know, had a little convo with him at the start. Yeah, really nice guy and, yeah, really looking forward to working with him over the next couple of years.
Did he set an image for you, an impression of what you should do over the summer?
Just to get your head around the game plan.
Yep.
And also just with the fitness as well, just getting your body really in really good shape for the season.
What about young Jimmy Rowe? Did he look a bit grumpy? Did he say g'day to you? Because Adelaide's recruited all these small blokes that can play as a small forward as well.
I love Jimmy. Really, really welcoming bloke. Really funny as well.
Well, Zach, just to go through your past 2 years in Melbourne, how did you get around the stop-start of footy in the years when it wasn't being played? How did you keep your interest and passion for footy going?
Yeah, so I was always wanted to get drafted since I was a really young age. So I guess I was just training my heart off until, you know, with the uncertainty of when I was going to play or not, I just had to keep training, keep sticking to it. Because, didn't play a whole year and then coming into... this year, you know, played three games and got put back into lockdown.
Yeah.
Played another game and then back to lockdown. So, yeah, just trying to find balance and just, motivating myself to ultimately get drafted.
So if footy didn't happen for you and you didn't get drafted, what was plan B? How'd the education go? Were you doing that or were you going to do an apprenticeship? What was happening away from footy in your life?
Yeah, I was doing school, VC, and then, I think I was going to do a trade, but I don't think I was going to go to uni. I think I was going to, you know, work on the tools. So,
And so what's Dad told you about going big time into an AFL club?
I don't know if he was big time, but, he just said to, work your ass off and, just put your best foot forward going into it.
That's the exact same answer Josh Rochelle got. You Victorians are fixated with your backsides, I tell you. You haven't left someone heartbroken back in Victoria? You didn't have a girlfriend?
Nah, nothing. No girl.
Oh, well, good luck over here then. There's some beautiful girls
over here.
What
are you suggesting there? What, you lose your girlfriend as soon as you get drafted?
Well,
you're allowed to bring him to Adelaide?
Well, not straight away, though, Rooch.
I don't think there's something on the draft form that says you have to give up your girlfriend.
Well, the draft don't. That's why I was asking. She would have been heartbroken. She could have come over later, Rooch. That was a fair question, wasn't it, Zach? Okay, a very abbreviated laugh there. All right, well, don't let the big Texan take you down to the Alma. It's a local pub there. You'll be married before you know it.
Or if he does, put it on his tab.
Yeah. Hey, last one. Have you been to South Australia before? Do you know much about the state?
No, I came around when I was 7, I reckon. I don't really remember much. So, it's all pretty new to me.
Did you have a girlfriend then? No, being stupid. All right. Hey, Zachy, we wish you all the best. We'll let you jump back in the car with the boys. Make sure you say g'day to Big Rob from us. And we look forward to chatting to you again next year when you're up and about and hopefully make your debut.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.